After passing some 3 years in Krishna consciousness, I have strongly realized that even though I might have done some service for which devotees are even glorifying me, but when I questioned that, have I really done or passed 3 years for the pleasure of Guru, Vaishnavas and Hari, and my spiritual growth, I get answer that except for name, fame, glory and myself, I have no love for pleasing anyone. But now I am strongly feeling I have simply passed my time. Now I want to come out of this. What shall I do now? Hari Hari Vifale Janam Gavainu. See, you have only spent 3 years. And in that song, what are you saying? Vifale Janam Gavainu. My whole life has passed away. Manushya Janam Paya Radha Krishna Navajiya Janiya Shuniya Visha Kainu Janiya Shuniya Visha Kainu. So, in this song, Narottamdas Thakur is singing, he is saying, Manushya Janama Paya, I attained a human body. But Radha Krishna Navajiya, I did not sing the glories of Radha and Krishna. Janiya Shuniya Visha Kainu. अरे जान बुझ कर मैं विष खा लिया, जीवन बर्बाद हो गया. सो ही सेइंग वेस्टेड ऑल माय लाइफ. सो इट इज अ वेरी गुड कॉन्शियसनेस द रिवर डिवोटी हैज रिटन हियर दैट लास्ट 3 years आर सो. 3 years नॉट अ वेरी बिग थिंग. यू हैव ओनली स्पेंड 3 years. आई हैव स्पेंड 3 million लाइफ टाइम्स इन द सेम बिजनेस. एक्चुअली इट इज नॉट वेरी इजी टू कम आउट ऑफ फ्रूटी मेंटालिटी, टू कम आउट ऑफ डिजायर टू बी एन एंजॉयर, कंट्रोलर एंड प्रोप्राइटर. Bhagavatam says, Dhambam Mahadupasaya. Only by serving a very great Mahatma, our pride will be shattered to pieces. So, actually, we are all serving Srila Prabhupada and our spiritual master. We have to see from their example how purely they have lived. And we have to always take inspiration. Many times you don't even think about these things, and at least this devotee has thought about it. So, how to give up this name, fame, glory, same old story? We have to, everyone has to certainly think about it. How to offer the fruits? Because if I am attached to fruits, I cannot taste chanting. I cannot taste spiritual life truly. I can only satisfy my false ego, inflated false ego. And that satisfaction doesn't remain for long. We get frustrated very soon. But spiritual satisfaction is a very deep satisfaction. Radhana Swami Maharaj used to say, if you want credit, you will get credit. But you won't get Krishna. But if you want Krishna, what you will get? You will get Krishna also, credit also. That is why it is said, Pratishtanari Sadakumari. You heard this? What is the meaning of Pratishtanari Sadakumari? The Pratishtanari, Pratishta is a beautiful young girl. And, you know, she is very fond of devotees. Why? She is thinking, look at these devotees, how purely they are living. They are selflessly living, only to please Krishna, who is my master also. Because original Pratishtha should be given to whom? Krishna only. She is thinking that, let me get engaged in marriage to one of the devotees. So she is running after the devotees, and devotees look at them, they run away. Because they don't want Pratishtha. Like Madhavendra Puri, when Pratishtha came, what happened? Madhavendra Puri ran away. He didn't want any name and fame. So, she is lamenting that, you know, why nobody, no devotee in this world wants to marry me, alas, alas. And she is thinking, and when she is looking back, she is finding all the non-devotees are running after her. Or we can also say neophyte devotees also. Non-devotees and neophyte devotees running after. She says, hey, don't come near. And I hate you because your heart is full of blackish mentality, of enjoying mentality, of fruity mentality. I don't want to marry you. She says, get out of here. She chases away all the non-devotees and neophyte devotees. And she wants to chase after pure devotees. But because pure devotees don't want to marry her, and she doesn't want to marry this fellow, Pratishtha Nari Sadakumari. She always remained a young girl. She never got married to anybody. So, we have to know this, that if our mind is hankering for name and fame, that is the best way to get frustrated in this world. May not be immediately, eventually. It's only a matter of time. Initially we'll get a kick of name, fame, glory, and eventually we'll get a kick, another kick. One kick is in the mind, another kick on the back. We'll get. First the kick is, we imagine that, you know, I'm very happy now. Later on Maya will kick from behind. We can't be happy at all in name, fame, glory. Actually we have to be very simple like Prahlad. Prabhupada says, a devotee should be very simple hearted. Be genuine and non-duplicitous. We have to actually keep praying for this type of consciousness and go on. Actually, we do a lot of menial services. That is one very easy way to remain humble. You know, you clean the room, you serve prasad, clean the toilet, serve the devotees. Actually, literally, physically doing service helps us to understand I am a servant. I am not master, I am not holding any post or something. You can hear many, many lectures of Prayanath Maharaj, who speaks a lot on this very important topic.